We've been reporting on attacks in Brussels, in Saventem at the airport and Brussels, and we understand the city is under lockdown. Now, to begin with, tell us about the situation where you are exactly, perhaps even around where the African community lives, from what you've been hearing.
So far, most people I spoke to who are in the center, they are either staying in the offices, or they are invited to stay at home or go back home, actually. As you may know, it's very hard. The lines are jammed, and they advise people to send either SMSs or chat on the social network. So that's what we are doing with friends right now. So it's very difficult to speak live and direct to family members who are in the center of the city right now. We just send each other SMSs.
In your opinion, in case this shutdown continues for days, how is it likely to affect the African community who do business in Brussels, in Saventem, and elsewhere?
Personally, I don't think that it will affect the African community and businesses more than the other businesses. You know, as we've seen in Paris or some other cities under attack in Africa, it's always about the people. If people are afraid to go out and mind their own business and keep buying or visiting cultural places, it's true that there'll be less traffic, let's say that. So I think it's going to be very important to see how we react, whether it's by solidarity, whether it's just like getting over the first shock, which is always very tragic and emotional, and try to do like some of my friends. They try, once they had the news about their family members that they are safe, we are trying to cope with the situation by keep on doing what we do. So I'm expecting shops in Matonge to be open, or and see in a very shy way people starting to come back to their habits. I think it's really similar to how it affects the other communities as well. I think shops will be open, and it's about us to go there and support, trying to slowly continue with enjoying life, if I can say, even if it's a tragic day. But that's, I think, how you answer to terror, is by trying to the maximum to live your life as free as possible.